Case Histories by Katie Atkinson. About the book. With a trio of compelling cold case mysteries at its core, with its wonderfully sympathetic and complex private detective hero, with its host of instantly endearing, lovably flawed characters, and with its effortlessly beautiful and intelligent prose, Case Histories is Kate Atkinson's breakout book, the most accomplished, most compulsively readable novel yet from a writer of the first rank. Case 1. Olivia Land, youngest and most beloved of the Land girls, goes missing in the night and is never seen again. 30 years later, two of her surviving sisters, each achingly lonely in her own way, reunite when their cruel and distant father dies. There, among the clutter of their childhood home, they unearth a shocking clue to Olivia's disappearance. Case 2. All of Theo's happiness is tied to his devoted daughter, Laura. He delights in her wit, her effortless beauty, her selfless love, and in the fact that she's taken a position at his prestigious law firm. But on her first day on the job, a maniac storms into the office and turns Theo's entire world upside down. Case 3. Michelle looks around one day and finds herself trapped in a hell of her own making. A very needy baby and a very demanding husband make her every waking moment a reminder that somewhere, somehow, she made a grave mistake and will spend the rest of her life paying for it, until a fit of rage creates a grisly, bloody escape. As Private Detective Jackson Brody investigates all three cases, startling connections and discoveries emerge. Jackson finds himself inextricably caught up in his clients' lives, their grief, their joy, their desire, and their unshakable need for resolution are very much like his own. Kate Atkinson's celebrated talent makes for a novel that positively sparkles with surprise, comedy, tragedy, and constant page-turning delight. From readinggroupguides.com. About the author. Kate Atkinson was born in York and now lives in Edinburgh. Her first novel, Behind the Scenes at the Museum, won the Whitbread Book of the Year Award and has been a critically acclaimed international best-selling author ever since. She is the author of a collection of short stories, Not the End of the World, and of the critically acclaimed novels Human Croquet, Emotionally Weird, Case Histories, and One Good Turn. Case Histories introduced her readers to Jackson Brody, former police inspector turned private investigator, and won the Saltire Book of the Year and the Prix Westminster. When Will There Be Good News was voted Richard and Judy Book Best Read of the Year. After Case Histories and One Good Turn, it was her third novel to feature the former private detective Jackson Brody, who also made a welcome return in Started Early, Took My Dog. Kate was awarded an MBE in the Queen's 2011 Birthday Honors for Services to Literature. Reviews. Book list. Like Donna Tartt in The Little Friend, 2002, 1995 Whitbread winner Atkinson, Behind the Scenes at the Museum, here combines a compelling narrative drive with sophisticated psychological portraits and telling detail. Artfully exploiting the conventions of the detective novel while also sending them up, Atkinson gives us Jackson Brody, the world's most empathetic private eye, who seemingly channels his client's grief while attempting to provide closure. Addicted to the plaintive songs of female country and western singers and a heartsick over the breakup of his marriage and his separation from his daughter, Jackson becomes a friend and a confidant to the people who seek his aid. One of his cases involves the florid, bickering Land sisters, who, after cleaning out their father's house upon his death, are stunned to find the bedraggled blue bunny that was their sister's most prized possession before she went missing 30 years ago. Another case concerns lonely, obese Theo, who, out of concern for his daughter's safety, insisted that she work in his law office rather than as a bartender, only to find that he put her directly in harm's way. As Jackson methodically tracks down decades-old clues, Atkinson employs omniscient narration to step in and out of crime scenes in both past and present. Playful humor, an impressive technique, and an offbeat detective with a penchant for weeping are the most obvious pleasures of a page-turner that succeeds in being both brainy and thoroughly entertaining. Joanne Wilkinson. Book Page Review by Joni Rendon. Disparate family histories collide and long-buried secrets resurface in this ingeniously crafted modern-day suspense narrative that combines elements of a traditional detective novel with riveting psychological character studies. Kate Atkinson, award-winning British author of Behind the Scenes at the Museum and two other novels, artfully incorporates her gothic sensibility and keen observations on human nature into a compelling page-turner that explores the fine line between love and obsession, grief and recovery, guilt and redemption. Case Histories introduces us to a convincing mix of unconventional families and imperfect individuals whose lives are pockmarked by loss, abandonment, and regret. Startling connections between them emerge when three different decades-old mysteries are thrust into the lap of private detective Jackson Brody. First, there's the disappearance of three-year-old Olivia Land, whose aging sisters discover a disquieting clue among their deceased father's possessions. Then, the inexplicable stabbing of 18-year-old Laura Wire by a deranged stranger during a routine workday at her father's law office. And finally, the grisly axe murder of a hapless husband ostensibly by his young wife in a fit of despair and rage. The tragedy and horror of these bygone crimes is brought sharply into focus through the use of omniscient narration, which crisscrosses family histories and vividly allows us to examine the three crime scenes in both the past and present tense. Although decades may have intervened and the tragic headlines are now forgotten by most, the family members affected by these traumas still crave closure, leading them to Brody's doorstep in a final attempt to lay their ghosts to rest. The empathetic private eye absorbs the burden of their collective grief while attempting to track down new leads and piece together the missing links of the long unsolved cases. Meanwhile, he struggles with his own host of personal problems, including an acrimonious divorce, a daughter growing up too quickly, and the sudden appearance of a mysterious enemy who seems to want him dead. Increasingly, Brody's own life takes a backseat as he becomes irreversibly entangled in the melancholic lives of his clients. The quirky and spinsterish Land sisters, the lonely and grief-obsessed father Theo Wire, and the enigmatic sister of convicted axe murderess who harbors a dark secret. As he begins to unravel the threads of their seemingly incongruous cases, he uncovers subtle connections and painful truths that eventually help heal old wounds as well as bring his own troubles into sharp relief. Featuring an engagingly offbeat private detective and an equally intriguing cast of complex and lovably eccentric characters, Case Histories propels the reader forward with a rare intensity and compassion. With an unerring eye for domestic detail, Atkinson peels back the cozy trappings of family life to expose the imperfections that often lie between the favoritism, selfishness, and jealousy that can form dangerous fault lines. Expertly laying bare human frailties and failings, the novel exposes the indelible bonds that connect individuals and the power of emotions to alter the course of family histories. Atkinson has conjured a wonderfully inventive take on the classic detective novel that jolts readers out of complacency by combining ordinary settings with macabre twists. The result is a highly original and entertaining novel that is the author's best to date, successfully blending elements of comedy and tragedy with rich insights into the human heart. Kirkus Review. After two self-indulgent detours, Atkinson proves that her Whitbread Award-winning debut, Behind the Scenes at the Museum, 1996, was no fluke, with a novel about three interconnected mysteries. They seem totally unrelated at first to private detective Jackson Brody, hired by separate individuals in Cambridge, England, to investigate long dormant cases. Three-year-old Olivia Land disappeared from a tent in her family's backyard in 1970. 34 years later, her sisters Amelia and Julia discover Olivia's stuffed toy in their recently deceased father's study and want Jackson to find out what he had to do with the disappearance. Theo Weyer's beloved 18-year-old daughter, Laura, was murdered by a knife-wielding lunatic in 1994, and he, too, hires Jackson to crack this unsolved murder. Michelle was also 18 when she went to jail in 1979 for killing her husband with an axe while their infant daughter wailed in the playpen. She vanished after serving her time, but Shirley Morrison asked Jackson to find not her sister Michelle, but the niece she promised to raise, then was forced to hand over to grandparents. The detective, whose bitter ex-wife uses Jackson's profound love for their 8-year-old daughter to torture him, finds all these stories of dead and/or missing girls extremely unsettling. We learn toward the end why the subject of young women in peril is particularly painful for him. Atkinson has always been a gripping storyteller, and her complicated narrative crackles with the earthy humor, vibrant characterizations, and shrewd social observations that enlivened her first novel, but were largely swamped by postmodern game-playing in Human Croquet, 1997, and Emotionally Weird, 2000. Here she crafts a compulsive page-turner that looks deep into the heart of sadness, cruelty, and loss, yet ultimately grants her charming PI and most of the other appealingly offbeat characters, including one killer, a chance at happiness and some measure of reconciliation with the past. Wonderful, fun, and very moving, it's a pleasure to see this talented writer back on form. Read-alikes. Origin, a novel by Diana Abu-Jaber. Fingerprint expert Lena is reminded of her own mysterious childhood as she investigates a series of crib deaths that may actually be the work of a serial killer. Missing by Karen Alvtegen. After being provided with a free dinner by a wealthy businessman, a young homeless girl from Stockholm is considered the prime suspect after his dead body is discovered the following morning. Daddy's Little Girl by Mary Higgins Clark. At 7 years old, Ellie was instrumental in the conviction of her 15-year-old sister's murderer. During 22 years in prison, he's insisted he was innocent, and now he's being released on parole. Ellie is still convinced the right man went to jail, but could she be wrong? Faithful Place by Tina French. Young Frank Mackey planned to run away with his sweetheart to escape Dublin's impoverished inner city for a new life in London. When she didn't show up the night they planned to leave, he believed she went ahead without him. 22 years later, her suitcase shows up and he must find out the truth. Faceless Killers, a Mystery by Henning Mankell. Responding to a routine call, Inspector Wallander is astonished when he arrives at a farmhouse and finds a man's tortured body lying next to his dying wife. With her last breath, the woman gives Wallander his only clue, and his investigation begins.